This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. Won't you take just a few moments out of your busy day to study with us today the question, why doesn't everyone love the Lord Jesus Christ? You might well ask yourself at this very moment, do I really love the Lord Jesus Christ? Let me call your attention to some words from the prophet Isaiah in the Old Testament, as he, under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, prophesied of the work and ministry of Jesus on this earth, and how some would despise him in spite of his marvelous qualities. He said of him, he is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, and we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. You see, there are some who despise and reject him. There are some who reject him and do not esteem him. I wonder, are you one of those, and if so, why? I've been pointing out some of the reasons why Jesus ought to be loved. He ought to be loved because we, human beings, are in his image, because we're the climax and height of his creation, because even though he was rich, he became poor that we might become rich, that he was completely unselfish. We ought to love him because when he was reviled, he did not revile in return. We should love him because every word and every deed he ever spoke or did were motivated by the desire to help us. We ought to love him because he loved even his worst enemies. We ought to love him because his character was perfect. We ought to love him because he was not willing that any should perish. All of these points we have already covered and discussed in some detail. Let us now consider some new points. We should love Christ because he gave his life for us. He laid down his life as a ransom for many. Stop and think about it when Paul says in Philippians chapter 2, beginning with verse 5, have this mind in you which also was in Christ Jesus, who existing in the form of God, counted not the being on an equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself. And he goes on to explain how he took upon himself flesh and blood, just like we who are ordinary human beings. And he did it in order that we might be saved, as Paul said again in another place in 2 Corinthians chapter 8. Though he were rich, yet for your sake he became poor, that ye through his poverty might become rich. Christ, the Word, existing in the form of God, the very essence of God, yet he gave that up in order to take upon himself flesh and blood. Not that he became not God, for he was ever God, but he also became human and gave his life on the cross for us that we might be saved. And so he gave his life freely for us, and he suffered pain and humiliation for us. To realize today that what each of us deserves is punishment, death. The Apostle Paul said in Romans chapter 6, verse 23, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. What we deserve is eternal punishment in hell, away from God. But what God offers us through his grace is salvation by the blood of Christ. We ought to love him because he suffered pain and humiliation that we might have this opportunity. We ought to love him because he is ever ready to forgive us. It may very well be the case that you have lived your life in degradation, that every day of your life since you've been old enough to be accountable, to know right from wrong, and therefore to be guilty of sin, you have been guilty of sin and have rejected the Lord. You've not been saved. You've not been born again by being baptized into Christ. Maybe you've even hated the Lord and spoken against him and rejected the Bible. But still, the Lord loves you and wants you to be saved. He is ever ready to forgive you, to make you a child of God in this life, and to offer you eternal life in heaven when this life is over. Why then shouldn't you love him? But our time's gone for today. I'm so glad you've been with us. Until next time, may the good Lord bless and keep you, is my sincere prayer.